This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes weird stuff happens. A lot of people live off their name, and it just never ends. Speaking of names, we're getting a campaign slogan for Deshaun Watson. We'll keep those going. 713-572-4610. Let's take one real quick before I get to the point I was about to make. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Go on ahead.
Yes, D4 Watson.
D4 Watson.
That's actually something that he kind of uses, right?
DW4, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that, but appreciate the suggestions. Keep them coming. Nolan Ryan has lived off of his name for a long time.
And good for him.
Just being Nolan Ryan is enough for Nolan Ryan, and he gets jobs because of it, because of the credibility he brings, because of his name brand, and what he can provide a baseball organization. Mm-hmm. We see the Astros, they've benefited from that. There's just an added experience when you're looking at a game, when you're watching a game, or when you're playing on the team, when Nolan Ryan's sitting there in the front row. It just adds a certain amount of credibility. It adds a certain amount of buzz.
100%. Totally agree.
Deion Sanders. He's also lived off his name for quite a while. Deion Sanders, one of the best athletes of all time. He's lived off his name, and he's entertaining as an analyst, and he does a lot of entertaining things. However, I think the recent rumors involving Deion Sanders might be just a little bit too extreme for me, John Lopez. It's one thing to bring Nolan Ryan in and do business with Nolan Ryan on the business side of things in baseball. That makes sense.
And giving him somewhat of a figurehead job.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But did you see the rumor about Deion Sanders potentially being the head coach at Florida State University?
Figgy. This boggles the mind. Deion Sanders will be a horrible hire. And why he's even considered, to me, shows you just how many incompetent people there are in college football. It's every year now. I mean, Tennessee last year, the debacle they had trying to hire a coach.
They were talking about Jason Witten at one point.
Jason Witten. What's his name from Rutgers came in and out? And okay, I mean,
Schiano.
Greg Schiano. I couldn't remember. I don't know if there's a better industry, another industry where if you're in the circle and you have friends in high places at a university, you're in. And then the incompetency kicks in. I mean, Deion Sanders, Clyde Drexler says, what's up? I mean, that.
Speaking of guys who get jobs because of their name.
Dude, that was a train wreck.
You're talking about that one.
Yeah, Clyde Drexler.
Talk about the one he has right now.
No. When he was named, he was actually head coach of Houston basketball.
Have you heard him analyze games? He was probably a better coach than he is an analyst.
No, he wasn't. No, he arrived to the arena 20 minutes before tip-off. That's documented.
Shut up.
Look it up. 20 minutes before tip-off, Clyde would roll in. And that's what I'm saying. Deion is a great name, great dude, entertaining, all that. He's not a head coach, college football coach. Well, what about the recruiting? Okay, maybe he can step in and close a deal or something. Do you think he's going to be working 14 hours a day?
Hell no.
Calling 7-on-7 coaches?
Hell no.
Pouring over high schoolers' tape?
Hell no.
And pounding the pavement and driving through bum bleep
Does he have
Florida.
To? Does he have to, though?
That's what head coaches do. That's what they have to do. You know, he ain't going to do any of that.
This can't be real, though. Right,
he's legitimately considered a candidate from some reports. There's a lot of incompetency in college sports, man. It goes to show you, when you find the right mix, I mean, you've got to clutch that stuff like grim death. I mean, you've just got to hang on.
I mean, it would be like Miami, a lot of times they went extreme just because they wanted someone who was like a face of the program. They hired Randy Shannon. It was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
They hired guys that, you know, were part of the program. This would be taking that to the extreme. This would be Randy Shannon on steroids. Randy Shannon had at least coached. Deion Sanders has been retired for a long, long time. And he's had absolutely no desire to coach. Now all of a sudden he's going to go to Florida State and save the program?
As a head coach of a major program like that?
Give me a break.
It ain't going to. I mean,
give me a break.
It might happen, but it's going to be a horrible, horrible idea.
I don't think it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but it would be crazy if it did happen. But one thing we do know, Deion could be going to Florida State. Nolan Ryan is leaving the Houston Astros mm-hmm. after the news broke yesterday that his son was no longer going to be the shot caller on the business side of things. Instead, Jim Crane's son takes over for him. And in the spirit of this,
mm-hmm.
because nobody likes a good 1990s commercial like me, I want to just have a little showdown, and I want you to tell me which one was better. Which 90s commercial was better? 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on this as well. Nolan Ryan versus Deion Sanders. Let's go back in time. Nolan Ryan with Reed Ryan, his son, ironically, Advil commercial. This is contestant number one, Nolan and Reed's Advil commercial.
I've stopped playing baseball now, but my son Reed just signed a pro contract. Sometimes we go over his game, and if he asks, I tell him what I know. Like when your muscles get sore, take Advil. Just a couple are strong, fast, and work for me. And Advil's gentle on my stomach.
If it'll work on these old muscles, then I know it'll work on mine.
Nothing's been proven to last longer than Advil. Advanced medicine for pain.
That's contestant number one.
Talk about a good voice.
I played that for Reed Ryan, and Reed had me email it to him.
Oh, yeah?
When he came in, yeah. So that's contestant number one, Nolan and Reed Ryan, Advil. Here's contestant number two. This was actually when Stuffed Crust Pizza first came out. And I'm a big fan of Pizza Hut Stuffed Crust Pizza.
Do you like it?
Oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
I've eaten it. I don't know if I can go out of
my way. Meat Lovers Stuffed Crust Pizza. Good Lord. Dip it in some marinara. I digress, though. This is Deion Sanders when he was with the Cowboys. Pizza Hut commercial with Jerry Jones.
So what's it going to be, Deion? Football or baseball?
Both, boss.
Both?
Both.
Offense or defense?
Both.
Both?
Both.
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 Pizza Hut.
Meat Lovers or Stuffed Crust Pizza?
Both.
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 Want it all? Now Pizza Hut offers our Lovers Line toppings. Meat Lovers, Pepperoni Lovers, or Supreme. Piled high in a Stuffed Crust Pizza.
So what'll it be, Deion? 15, 20 million?
Both.
Both. You'll love the stuff we're made of.
Was that a local commercial?
That's Pizza Hut.
I don't remember
national,
it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the national commercial.
It started one of my favorite pizzas right there. So which one wins? Is it Deion or is it Nolan?
It's got to be Deion. I love Nolan, but.
Biggie?
Just listening to it, I got to go with Nolan.
Yeah?
Just his voice.
His voice is so good. Yeah, that's why I hesitated.
Okay, 713-572-4610. Who wins, Deion or Nolan? You're on In the Loop. Deion or Nolan?
Nolan.
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 Got Nolan. Deion or Nolan?
No, okay.
Yeah.
None of the above.
So we'll just say, we'll just give it to Nolan then. Yeah. We got to give it to Nolan. You got to give him something. He ain't getting much around here lately.
I think he's doing all right.
No, he's doing okay.
He's still got his ranch working.
Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a football Friday. Texans ain't playing this weekend, but you know what? It really doesn't matter because I got your football viewing menu for the weekend. I'm going to get you all the way through the weekend. It's going to be a stacked weekend, and we're going to make some money doing it because Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports is going to join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.